Hare Krishna. I'll need the Sure. Oh, thank you.
Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you all very much for coming. So very fortunate to have had the opportunity to have His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu with us. He was here this morning, gave class. I mentioned that for those of you who don't know, who weren't able to be present at the Sankirtan Festival, National Festival yesterday, where we read out the scores nationally, which, by the way, it was the biggest Srila Prabhupada marathon for the UK in probably about 10 or 15 years. So,
Haribo!
Sorry, this probably isn't working very well. I said it was the biggest Prabhupada marathon in the UK in about 10 or 15 years.
Haribo!
That means we distributed more books in the UK than we have in the last 10 or 15 years.
Haribo!
And on top of that, ISKCON London, Soho Street, was first place.
Haribo!
And the prize that they gave us was Vaisheshika Prabhu. So now that you're all warmed up, can we have three very, very loud Haribos for Vaisheshika Prabhu?
Haribo! Haribo!
His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu, okay. We're working on it.
Thank you very much. Who ran the remote yesterday?
I did. Do it again?
Could you do it again? Yeah, you did a really good job.
Do you need an harmonium to accompany your bhajan? You don't need it.
I think it's okay without.
Yeah,
if you'd like to bring. No, it's broken. Thank you.
Sorry, I also wanted to mention, they weren't in the room, they've just come in the room now, but we're also being joined this evening by His Grace Bhagavata Shraya Prabhu.
Hey, Bo.
Okay, we got to get you guys warmed up again. Come on. So we've just been joined by Bhagavata Shraya Prabhu. Who was temple president here for 7 years, 8 years, in the heyday when book distribution was at its peak also in the UK. Bhagavata Shraya Prabhu Ki. And we're being joined by Titikshu Prabhu, who's in charge of the BBT. And also we're being joined by Vishwambar Prabhu, who's the inspirer for the UK in distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. So we got four presents for winning the marathon. Hare Krishna.
Okay. This is a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and this is the key to success in yoga practice. The Yoga Sutras, Patanjali tells us in the Yoga Sutra that the goal of yoga is to control the mind. And we know in the Bhagavad Gita that Arjuna has told Krishna that to control the mind is very difficult. It's like trying to control the blowing wind. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, yang yang vapi smaran bhavam tajatyante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kunteya sadatad bhava bhavita. Whatever you remember at the time of death, whatever your bhava, whatever your feeling is, because that's all you have left at the time of death, that will carry you to your next destination. So this song, I warn you ahead of time, is addictive. In the music industry, there's a term, earworm. That's earworm, W-O-R-M. Like an earthworm, only it's an earworm. And record experts, those who are expert in discerning what will be a top hit, listen to certain kinds of music, and then they say, this has an earworm. It means it's the kind of song that once you hear it, you can't get it out of your head. And people walk around singing it for years and years. I still have I Want to Hold Your Hand in my head from hearing it when I was probably 7 or something, from the Beatles. That had an earworm. So all of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs are windows to the spiritual world, and this particular song especially, because it's about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram, and he joins Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread the Sankirtan movement. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave pure devotional service to anyone who asked for it. He was so liberal, even though it's such a rare thing. And Lord Nityananda gave devotional service even to people who didn't ask for it or didn't want it. This was the mood of Chaitanya and Nitai. They went everywhere. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Vrindavan, he wrote a bhajan called Vrindavane Bhajan before he came to America. And in this bhajan, he says that everyone is sitting in their homes, looking down the lane, wondering, when are Nitai and Gaur going to come and save me? Did you know that's what people were thinking inside their homes? Yeah, that's what they are actually thinking. They want to know, when are Nitai and Gaur going to come and save me? Because life is very difficult in the material world. Everyone has to work hard. In fact, the path of material life is codified in the word pavarga. It has the syllables pa, pa, ba, pa, and ma. These syllables mean pa, one must work very hard in this world. How hard? The next syllable, pa, means finial, which means foam that comes from the mouth. One has to work so hard in this world just to maintain that, just like an animal who works on a farm and pulling a cart, the foam sometimes comes to their mouth because they're working so hard. That's how hard you have to work to maintain the material body. And ba means that even when I work hard, I'll lose everything in the end. And pa means bhayam, or fear. While I'm working hard and accumulating things, I'm afraid because I know somehow or other it's going to go away. Just like when people are making money, they're afraid that sometime they're going to lose it. And when they're losing money, they're thinking, what am I going to do? And then ma. Ma means mrityu, or death. So eventually death comes and takes away everything. However, the process of Krishna consciousness is called apavarga. In the Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, Krishna talks about his opulences. Of fishes, I am the... Of mountains, I am... Of immovable things, I am... Of letters, I am... So Krishna is the letter A. Now we have pavarga, and you know what it means now, right? So now we have apavarga. Upavarga means the path of liberation, going back home, back to Godhead. How did we change that word, that dastardly word, that experience of working hard in the material world, being fearful all the time, losing whatever we get, and ultimately dying? How did we turn that into the path of going back home, back to Godhead? We just added A, and A is Krishna. So all you have to do to life, the secret is to add Krishna. And no matter how horrible it is, no matter what my situation is now, if I add Krishna, then everything becomes sublime. So Chaitanya and Nitai have come to give everyone Krishna. That's what everyone's forgotten, their relationship with Krishna. And Nityananda goes out and he picks Jagai and Madai, the lowliest of the low. And he convinces them to take to Krishna consciousness. He delivers them. Even though he gets hit on the head by Madhai with a pot, he still begs Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give them mercy. It's because of his mercy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted them. This is the mood of Chaitanya Nitai. And when chanting Hare Krishna, we know there are offenses to be considered. But in chanting the names of Nitai and Gauranga, there are no offenses to be considered because they're so merciful. Therefore, before we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, we chant Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. In this song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells us that when singing the names of Nitai and Gauranga, there's no consideration of offense. And he says that if one gets ruchi or a taste for chanting the names of God, then one's life is successful. But if you don't get ruchi, then your life is miche. Anybody here from Bengal speak Bengali? Miche means useless. So he said the main goal of life is to get ruchi or a taste for chanting the holy names. Otherwise, your life is miche. And then he says, Sheshe Brindaban Radhesham Pabe Darshan, that one who gets the mercy of Lord Gaur, Gaura Kripa Hole He, that person, when they leave this body, will have the darshan of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. By the mercy of Lord Gauranga, we go back home, back to Godhead. So this song has a refrain, and the kartal part is very important. So we'll just practice one time, but it goes, Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nacharyan Marman Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nacharyan Marman Doyal. Here it comes. Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, hey! Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole, Nacharyar Marman. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Hey! Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole, Nacharyar Marman. Doyal Tonai He, Doyal Tonai, Doyal Tonai He, Eman Doyal Tonai He, Mar. Ke prema de e man doya to nai he mar e man doya to nai he mar ke prema de man doya to nai he mar
Doyal Lita Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Doyal Lita Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Hey! Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Doyal Nita Chaitanya Bole. Nacharyar Marman. Ore apara dure jabe pabe prema dhan. Ore apara dure jabe pabe prema dhan. Vichar to na hai. Vichar to na hai. O na me aparad, vichar to na hai. O na me aparad, vichar to na hai. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Hey! Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Doyal Nita Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Takon Krishna name ruche habe guche bhe bandhan. Takon Krishna name ruche habe guche bhe bandhan. Anurag to habe hai. Anurag to habe hai. Krishna name anurag to habe hai. Krishna name anurag to habe hai. Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Hey! Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Tako nanayase sapal habe jivera jivan. Takon anayase sapal habe jivera jivan. Jivan dho miche hai. Jivan dho miche hai. Krishna ratte bina jivan dho miche hai. Krishna rati bina jivan to miche hai. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Doyal Jaya Marman, Nacharya Marman, Nacharya Marman, hey, Nacharya Marman, Nacharya Marman, Nacharya Marman, Jaya Nita Chaitanya Bole, Nacharya Marman. Goyal Nita Chaitanya Bole Nacharya Marma. Goyal Nita Chaitanya Bole Nacharya Marma. Nacharya Marma. Nacharya Marma. Nacharya Marma. Nacharya Marma. Hey, Nacharya Marma. Nacharya Marma, Nacharya Marma, Nacharya Marma, Goyal Nita Chaitanya Bole, Nacharya Marma, Eshe Brindabane, Radha Shamir, Pabe Darshan, Eshe Brindabane, Eshe Vrindabane Radha Shamir Pabe Darshan.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a young man, he became the greatest scholar in all of Bengal, all of India. In fact, because of the great Keshava Kashmiri, the greatest pundit of India, came to Bengal to debate with the scholars there. All of the older scholars in the town of Navadvip decamped because they knew they would be defeated and they would have to sign his little sheet saying they were defeated. But Nimai Pandit, just in his teens, sat with his students on the bank of the Ganga and taught his lessons as Keshava Kashmiri entered into Navadvip Dham. When Keshava Kashmiri saw the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the bank of the Ganga, surrounded by his loving students, he was struck with wonder. Soon they were engaged in conversation, and Nimai Pandit asked him to recite some beautiful Sanskrit poetry. And like the blowing wind, the pandit composed 100 Sanskrit verses extemporaneously on the spot, composing them and reciting them. Nimai Pandit then picked one verse out of the 100, remembered it perfectly, and asked the pandit to discuss the good points and the faults. And the pandit said, "Faults? There are no faults in my composition." And Nimai Pandit, just a young boy student and teacher, said, "If we look closely, we may find some faults." The pandit said, "How would you know? You're not even a student of grammar." So Nimai Pandit brought out the faults in the one verse that he had remembered out of all of the verses. And the pandit tried to defend his position, but his tongue wouldn't work. And in front of all these young students, this great scholar who had defeated all the greatest pundits across India became tongue-tied and embarrassed. And the students began to laugh. But Nimai Pandit stopped him, said, "No, he's a great scholar. Don't laugh." That night, the pandit went back home and he prayed to his goddess, Saraswati, who had promised to empower him always, and said, "Why did you forsake me now?" And in a dream, Saraswati came to him and said, "You have met my master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Before him, I could not speak, and therefore you could not speak." The great pandit realized from hearing the goddess Saraswati that this was the Supreme Lord, but he also realized from the great humility of Nimai Pandit that he didn't want to embarrass this Pandit, even though he had defeated him so soundly, that no one could be so compassionate. The next day, in great humility, he came back and he surrendered to the feet of Nimai Pandit. Said, I know who you are. When he had come back, Nimai Pandit said, why did you come back? You're a great scholar. Why would you come to me? And the Pandit said, I know that you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that Pandit pure love of God. In this way, Nimai Pandit enacted his early pastimes, but when he met his spiritual master, Srila Ishvarapuri, he gave up all his arguments on logic and grammar, and he came back to Navadvip as a God-intoxicated young person. All he could think of is, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And soon, in the house of Srivas Thakur, he began kirtans. How long did they go? All night long. They go inside the house and they'd lock the door. Only the closest associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were allowed in that house. People would come from all over and want to get in. The door was locked. Sometimes people would sneak in. One time Srivas Thakur's grandmother tried to get in. She hid in the baskets to watch the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began dancing that night. And then he stopped the kirtan. He said, I'm not getting any ananda. There must be some impure person in this room. Srivas Thakur said, there's no impure person here. And then they found his grandmother hiding in the baskets and asked her to leave. He began dancing again with great ananda. After a year of chanting in the Srivas Angam, they could no longer hold the bliss inside that one house. So they opened the door and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, take it to the streets. Everyone go out and start chanting everywhere, on every street corner. And the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, vibrated on every corner in Navadvip. But soon the police came. They said, stop this chanting. The Hindus are complaining. They're saying, this is not some religious principle from the Vedas. You're going to wake up Vishnu by your loud chanting. He's trying to sleep. And then the king ordered that all kirtan must be stopped, and he broke the madangadams. He sent the police out and said, no more chanting. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, everyone out. We're starting civil disobedience. Everyone bring a torch. We're going to the house of the king. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his house with thousands, no tens of thousands, no hundreds of thousands. Where did they all come from? Demigods descended to be part of that kirtan party. They met the Qazi in his home, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his compassion, turned that Qazi into a Vaishnav. And he said, from now on, the kirtan may never be stopped again in Navadvip. And from that place in Navadvip, the kirtan spread all over South India with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all over Bengal with Lord Nityananda. And Srila Prabhupada brought over on the Jaladuta his Srimad Bhagavatams and the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And now it cannot be stopped. Every town, any village, go to Vietnam, there's people chanting Hare Krishna. Go to Angola, there's people chanting Hare Krishna. Go to Iceland, there's people chanting Hare Krishna. And you come right here to Soho Street and everyone's chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But in the age of Kali Yuga, not everyone can chant Hare Krishna unless they get the mercy of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And the way to do that is to call out, Gaura Kripa Hole Hey, Gaura Kripa Hole, Gaura Kripa Hole Hey, Gaura Kripa Hole Hey,
Gaura Kripa Hole Hai Gaura Kripa Hole Hai Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
one more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Nitai Gaura Hare Bol. Hare Bol, Hare Bol. tight. Gora Hari Bol. Jayantai Chaitanya Bole. Nachrayar Marman Doyalitai Chaitanya Bole. Nachrayar Nacharyamarman, 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 hey, Nacharyamarman, 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 the Prabhu Bande, Itai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Gaura Hari Bol. Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai. Hey Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai. Hey Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Gaura Premanande Sri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Sri Hari Nam Mahamantra Ki Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Gaura Premanande Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Gaura Hari Bol Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Is anybody here for the first time tonight? Hare Krishna. Anyone else? Thank you for coming. What is your name?
Keith.
Keith. Pleasure to meet you, Keith. I'm Vaisheshika Das, California. Where are you from?
London.
Nice to meet you. And what is your name? Prabhuji? Karna Dakshai Vishnu Prabhu, Hare Krishna. Good to see you again. We met a man today just outside. We were coming back from a walk. We went for a walk in the park. And before we left the building, we took a book and put it in our pocket. Because it's always good to have a book. It's one of the laws of book distribution that you have to get books. Because if you can't distribute books you don't have, and if you have a book, anything can happen. Once in New York, I was having a discussion with some devotees before Rath Yatra. We were talking about Sankirtan, and we were talking about always bringing books along. And I took a break from the seminar, and I was going outside, and I thought, I don't have a book in my pocket, so I better go back. So I went back in the building, and I got a Sri Yashopanishad, and I put it in my pocket. And I was walking down the street with a friend of mine, and we turned the corner, and there was construction going on. One of the workers was on a break. And one thing about book distribution during meetings is that from now on, if your cell phone goes off, you have to buy one Sri Yashopanishad. How much is it for an Isho?
80 pounds.
How much? 80 pounds?
No, 80 pounds.
I think you said 80 pounds. I'd turn your cell phone off if I was you.
Like I said, it's how much? 5 pounds.
Okay, so it's a fiver if your cell phone goes off, but you get a Sri Yashopanishad. Does everyone agree? If you agree, raise your hand. Okay. Well, who will take the money? Who's the money taker? Okay. Okay, there it is. So if your cell phone goes off, then it's 5 pounds and you get a Sri Yashopanishad. So I was carrying a Sri Yashopanishad. Okay, two and a half pounds. We're walking around the corner and there was a very large construction worker, New Yorker, leaning against his truck, and he had obviously been working very hard, taking a break. And we came around the corner wearing these kind of clothes, and as we came closer to him, he looked at me and he said, "What are you, Buddha?" And I said, "Well, something like that. Let me show you." And I pulled out the Sri Yashopanishad, feeling that this was the perfect opportunity. Because, see, when we just walk around in the world, there's opportunities everywhere. In fact, that's what life is, one big opportunity. Wisdom means to see the positive opportunity in every circumstance. This is devotional service. Tate anukampam susamikshamano bunjana evatmakritam vipakam. This verse from Lord Brahma says, the devotees see opportunity everywhere. Srila Prabhupada said, a good business person makes money whether the market's going up or down. Everyone's losing money, good business person knows how to make money. It's like buying the rights for the center point. Somebody bought all the rights for the airspace, didn't buy the land, but then they had to pay him. Jaini Tai just told me. So devotional service means making a positive opportunity in every circumstance, every situation. That means to see the spiritual spark behind everything, because spirit means opportunity. Without the spirit, there's no opportunity, right? How can we prove that? Well, as soon as the spirit leaves the body, there's no more opportunity for that body. You just throw it away. It's opportunity-less. It's all over. You just throw the body away. But as long as the spark is there within the body, there's opportunity. Spirit means opportunity. So we, as practitioners of bhakti yoga, live this very exciting life that every second is an opportunity, especially to fan the spark. Because the spark of life, otherwise some people call the soul, or we call the Atma, what is it? It's the most amazing thing. In fact, the Upanishads, when describing to those who are interested in finding out about spiritual life, the Vedas, as we know, are books of knowledge. But what kind of knowledge? All kinds of knowledge. Knowledge about health, knowledge about how to say prayers to make your life more auspicious, how to build buildings, how to conduct warfare, all kinds of things. But the Upanishads are the first part of the Vedas that are transcendental. That is, they're meant for those who have had enough of this world. They've tried everything and they say it just doesn't work. You ever feel like that? You tried everything and it just doesn't work? You ever have a day like that? You ever have a life like that? That's a life. Bahunam janmanamante gyanavam mam prapadyate. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. Krishna defines a Mahatma, someone's been through many, many lives, means they've tried everything. Tried being a bird, tried being a pig, tried being a worm, tried being a businessman, tried being an actor, and no satisfaction here in the world, so I surrender. And the soul is the active principle behind the body, it's the Atma, and the devotee fans the spark of that Atma to bring it alive, and that is the process of Sankirtan. It means to look everywhere and in every circumstance find how to fan the spark, how to encourage others to come up to the highest standard of life. And the Upanishads, as I was saying, are the first part of the Vedas in which this active principle is emphasized, the active principle of the soul. Therefore, the Upanishad means to sit up close. It means, I want to hear about this, so I'm sitting up close. And the Upanishads sometimes say things like, you and the Lord are one. And what it means is that if you want to look around and find out what the Supreme is like, what's the thing in this world that most resembles the Supreme? Yourself. Look at yourself. Look at the soul. The soul is the most amazing thing. It's the life principle. What is it? It's the most amazing thing. There is nothing else that's amazing except for that life principle. And so, to develop this vision of the soul, to see that living spark in everything, and then to encourage it towards its natural condition, which is the outflowing of love and affection and creativity, to express that love and affection. That's Sankirtan. It's the Samyak Kirtan. Samkirtan means to see everything, everywhere, at all times, in all situations, as opportunities for Kirtan, which means to inspire the soul. And we do that by bringing the source of our soul. There's a source to ourself. And just as I'm attracted to this body because I'm in it, I'm even more attracted to the very soul of my soul, or the very source of my soul. So when we glorify the source, Krishna, it's irresistibly attractive. Krishna means irresistible. Krishna's the irresistible. No one can resist him. He's so attractive. And it's a natural thing. This is described that Krishna has these, what we call opulences, like fame. Anybody famous in the room here tonight?
You.
What if Paul McCartney walked in? He only lives around the corner. So what if he walked in and sat down? What do you think would happen, just as a byproduct of that? Honestly, what would happen?
He would distribute books.
You'd probably want to take a look, right? You'd somebody go, is that Paul McCartney? And everyone would start going, that is Paul McCartney. I'm going to take a look at him, you know. Because he's famous, right? He's also wealthy. So you want to take a look. It's an opulence. Somebody beautiful comes in. It's not a, you don't question. You just go like, oh, huh. Natural. Wealth, beauty, fame, strength. So Krishna means person who has all these things, unlimitedly, irresistible, irresistible. So Kirtan means to bring out the irresistible and let the soul thrive by coming back in contact with the irresistible source. In this world, ratirtam yat pratyeta na pratyeta chatmani tadvidyadatmanomayam yatabhaso yata tamaha. The original Bhagavatam is in four verses. You know, it expanded into 18,000 later. But in the original four verses of the Bhagavatam, Krishna told Brahma that anything you see in this world that doesn't have a connection to me is Maya. It's just a shadow. It's just a reflection of the real thing. And you can't get any bhav. You can't get any real satisfaction from the reflection. Everyone wants the real thing. Isn't it? Coca-Cola used to advertise it. It's the real thing. It's sugar water. But because everyone wants the real thing so bad, it's like, that might be it. Their campaign now is, I saw in California during the Christmas season, there's a new bottle of Coke. It's bigger than ever. And it said, pour out the happiness. There's glasses in it, and you're pouring Coca-Cola. It says, pour out the happiness. And I was thinking, I should go get some of that. Pour out the happiness. I'd like that. It's natural. Anyone sees, pour out the happiness. I'd like to get some of that. But it's only the reflection, because after all, it is just sugar water, and it doesn't taste that great, actually. And nothing tastes that great for very long in this world. Comes and it goes. But Krishna, if you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. It actually tastes good. The tongue gets attracted to it. So that's Sankirtan. And we have many ways of doing Sankirtan. You live your life in this mode of finding the opportunity wherever you live. Sankirtan begins in your household. If you live in a household, it begins with your spouse. How to give encouragement, how to fan the spark. How do you do that? Through deep communication, through generosity, through acts of kindness, through organizing your life in such a way that you can always be in contact with Krishna. And then it expands outward in our friendships, in our community relationships. It's all based on this principle of fanning the spark, encouragement. So we have this opportunity, and we've all come together here to pool our resources, to feel the synergy and the association of all the other devotees, and to organize so that we can increase the Sankirtan. That's another aspect of Sankirtan, is that it always increases. And the more we do it, the more we see how much more there is to do. It's an unlimited activity. So I'm going to show you this. May I have my clicker back? Thank you very much. I'll go briefly through this, to several sections about this Sankirtan and one way that you can organize it. I live in a community in California, in Silicon Valley, and our community is called ISV. It stands for ISKCON of Silicon Valley. And it also stands for individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. Because Prabhupada gave a directive how to organize a community, and that is to make an atmosphere, create an atmosphere, so that devotees want to do service that's individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. And that's the secret for Sankirtan. Anywhere you go, it doesn't matter where you are, you know, any building will do, any park will do, any bus station, any car, any place, you can create this atmosphere of ISV, individual and spontaneous and voluntary service, then you've got yourself a temple. It's the consciousness that makes the temple, and it's the consciousness that grows. And when it's pure consciousness, then it's dynamic and it's exciting. This is a group of the devotees from ISV 2 years ago out on door-to-door book distribution. And you probably noticed the diversity in there. There's kids in baby strollers, all the families, everyone comes out, because this is book distribution. And book distribution is fun and easy. Please repeat. Book distribution is fun and easy. One more time.
Book distribution is fun and easy.
See what I'm saying? So we have a legacy, actually. We come from a long line of book distributors. The whole purpose of our disciplic succession, actually, is to distribute wisdom, knowledge, to pass it on to others. That's the nature of love. It wants to share itself with others, isn't it? If you love somebody, what's the first thing you do? You go out and you, hey! You call someone on the phone, or you go tell somebody. Then you find out, you know, this is, you can't share it with everybody. Everyone doesn't understand exactly. But it's the nature of someone who's experiencing something sublime. They want to share it with others. So love wants to share itself. Those coming from the spiritual world, they want to give to others. They want to pass it on. And that's our legacy. Throughout our whole disciplic succession, all the great acharyas are givers. They spend their life and time engineering ways that they themselves can be fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, and then they can give it to as many other people as possible. It's the overflow. Krishna emphasizes it in Bhagavad Gita. He says that the person who is dedicated to giving to others, spiritual science, is the most dear person, the best servant. And that was Lord Chaitanya's mission 500 years ago, to every town and village to give people Krishna consciousness. This is Thakur Bhaktivinod, the great pioneer who actually began this idea of using all kinds of modern methods to spread Krishna consciousness. He was the first one to send books out to the likes of Thoreau, Emerson, and to universities. There's one of his books is still there in Canada that he sent. In Montreal, McGill University. So one devotee has the copy of that book there that he sent, actually. Life and Precepts of Lord Chaitanya. And he passed this idea on to his son and Shiksha disciple, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who gave the same kind of impetus and encouragement to our Srila Prabhupada. He said, if you ever get money, print books. This was the idea, that this is the important thing. Take this knowledge. It's the roadmap that shows everyone that they're actually wealthy. They're not poor, they're wealthy. They just forgot about it. The Upanishads say that people in this world, they're like homeless people with no prospect or money in life. But then someone notices that they have an invaluable jewel hanging around their neck. They just forgot about it. Or the musk deer. The musk deer hops here and there through the forest looking to find this wonderful scent. Intoxicating scent, and all the time it's in the navel of the deer. It just doesn't know it. So the Vedas, the books, they come to tell us. It's there. It's already there in your heart. You have the greatest treasure. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to change your dress. You don't have to become something else. You already are that thing that's the most valuable of all things. But I'm looking everywhere else and not finding it. Srila Prabhupada came as the ambassador of goodwill, and you'll notice this flyer that he made to advertise his books when he came to the United States. Very interesting if you study this, because at the bottom it says... No, at the top, right here, it says 60 volumes, 60 volumes of elaborate English versions. How many volumes did Srila Prabhupada have when he came to America? It says 60 here. He also says, all over the world for scientific knowledge of God. Notice the words all over the world. He came to America with no money, no connections, but a flyer that says all over the world. And he's the ambassador of goodwill. See, this is India's message of peace and goodwill. That's what he's come to give. Many people come to the West, came to America, because they wanted something. Srila Prabhupada came to give something. Unique also, many people want to give something, and it's hard to give sometimes, because people don't want to take it. There have been religious movements in the past where people were forced, take the book or the sword. Yeah, many people were massacred in the name of taking some religion or ideology. Study the history. Forced into it. But Srila Prabhupada, because of the purity of his intention, came and was also able to give, and people willingly took. This is ISV, individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. He created an atmosphere, an environment where people wanted to take. They were attracted to the irresistible force of pure devotion. This is the irresistible force in the world. When someone has no motive in their heart when they come to give you something. Now, if somebody gives you something and you find out a week later that actually they wanted something in return, they really did it for another purpose, you'll be falling asleep one night and all of a sudden you'll wake up and you'll think, that's why they did it. They don't really love me. It was political. And it takes all the air out of it. But if someone comes to give with no motive, gives you out of pure love, even if it's the most simple thing, you immediately feel gratitude towards that person. So much gratitude that you feel, what could I do for this person? The reciprocation factor from this one molecule of intention, of pure giving, is so powerful that it moves the whole world. And this is what it means to be a Sankirtan devotee. It means to become an ambassador of goodwill. It's the state of heart through which we give ourselves, how we exchange with other people when we meet them. This is the force of the Sankirtan movement. How else could one person come to a foreign country and in just a few years have followers all over the world? In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, one of the Muslim kings observed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his followers. And he told one of his ministers that this person has to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, I have so many workers, thousands of them. But the only reason they work for me, because if they don't, I'll kill them. Or they need money. But he noticed that he's not paying anybody, and they'll give their life for him. How do you get that? Where do you find that? You only find that when someone's giving purely from their heart. This is what it means. The process of Krishna consciousness is purification, Chaito Dharpana Marjanam. It means to have this sincerity of purpose, to be an ambassador of goodwill. That's what we're giving. And preaching means giving. It means giving what the most valuable thing is to everyone, unrestrictedly, without consideration of their position or what they're going to give or not give in return. So Prabhupada came with this plan. He had a plan the whole time that he was going to print books and distribute them, because that's what his spiritual master asked him for, and he was focused on it like a laser beam. And he told us the same thing. He encouraged us to organize our society around the books, reading the books, distributing the books. He made this request. Distribution is a kind of sadhana. The very act of going out to meet people, to give them something, accelerates your practice of spiritual life. There's an exchange, there's a synergy that takes place when you go out and meet people and you practice giving. You get superior strength and knowledge in Krishna consciousness. So we say this is a rapid way to make advancement in spiritual life. Prabhupada said, simply by this attempt you'll get superior strength and knowledge and Krishna consciousness. Here's a devotee. I took this picture myself. This was Rath Yatra in Montreal. That's a second story window. When we were going down the street, you can see just in the corner here, this is a reflection of the Rath Yatra cart in the window. And the man upstairs was watching, and he was obviously feeling very enthusiastic about seeing the Rath Yatra for the first time, and was waving and smiling. So this brahmachari climbed up on an air conditioning duct and through a second story window distributed a book to this man. Going as instruments, remaining hungry and humble. These are the moods of distributing books. And our prime directive, believe it or not, is not to distribute books. This is not our prime directive. Don't even think about it. Don't worry about it. What is our prime directive? To leave everyone with a good impression. What is our prime directive? Our prime directive is to leave everyone with a good impression. What if you live your every day like that, everywhere you go? When you go to Guru Puja in the morning, the people you're shoulder to shoulder with, the devotees in the temple, the people you meet on the street, the person you have an exchange with behind the counter, your teachers, your students, your mother, your father, you leave everyone with a good impression. Everyone leaves an impression somewhere. That's what we do. We're a living force, so we have an impact on the environment wherever we go. And the kind of thing that we're carrying with us, the kind of intention of how we're moving in the world, it affects those around us. It leaves an impression. So Sankirtan means to have this purpose, to leave a good impression with everyone I meet. And if you do that, books, the distribution of books, the numbers, and the results, it's a collateral effect. It comes automatically. You don't have to try for it other than that. We're in the service business. We go out of our way to give better service. After all, that's the nature of the soul, of the living force, is to be a servant. It's the most satisfying thing to give good service and to refine one's service. So Sankirtan, expanding the Sankirtan party, gives opportunity every minute of every day to improve service. There are so many moving parts to the Sankirtan party. Every single one of them can be refined and improved. That gives you unlimited service for eternity. Our motto is always better service. What is our motto?
Always better service.
This is the ABS principle. Well, here's one way it works. After every time that you do something, for instance, maybe you take out a Sankirtan party of ambassadors of goodwill and you go out together. When you come home, stop for a half hour and talk it over. What went well? Where was there room for improvement? And make a list. Now you've got something to work on. You've got room for improvement. And when you show up the next time and things look better than they did last time, what is the overall effect on your team? Everyone feels like this is getting better every single time. Now, in management, they say if a corporation, if the employees think in the corporation that in 5 years we're going to be better off than we are now, they do more than they have to. If everyone thinks we're going to be about the same in 5 years as we are now, then everyone does just what they have to do to get by. And if people think things are going to be worse in 5 years than they are now, they quit. So always better service principle means always improving, and you win in the margins. Find the incremental improvements. They can be small improvements, but they make a difference. People notice detail. The soul is very perceptive, and the environment around us is directly reflects our consciousness, and it reflects back to us the environment we live in. will affect our consciousness and our motivation. I was just staying in Govardhan for the month of Kartik, and one of the devotees that came to spend time there went, a young brahmachari, went and cleaned his room, up and down, water, everything, and then he came back about 2 hours later and he said, "You know, when the room's clean, you can really chant." You ever notice that? Little secret. Keep your environment clean, and not only that, find the little detailed things. When you see someone took some detail, Mother Rasagya. Did anybody know her? Yes. She passed away recently. She was a great soul. When she was a brujari in New York and it was freezing cold, in the morning time, when she'd come in the brujari room and she was going to dress the deities, she'd dress the small deities in the morning. It was so cold that even the deities' dresses were cold. So she would take an iron out and she'd set it up and she'd warm the clothes up before she put them on the deities. This is called always better service. Take the time to remember the details. And in your Sankirtan party, look for the little details. Everything. Everything counts. This means unlimited opportunity. Are you ready for the four laws of book distribution?
Yeah.
Okay, sit up straight. Here it goes. Because you don't want to break the law. If you follow these laws, you'll be successful in your book distribution activities. Your Sankirtan will expand unlimitedly. Are you ready?
No.
I'm not convinced. He's not ready literally. He needs a pen. That's another thing I recommend. Always have a pen and always have something to write on. I get these little pads every time I go through the Tokyo airport, Narita. They're called Jet Ace. Buy these little Jet Aces. I have piles of them. And I write down all kinds of information in here. And these things are worth thousands of dollars when they're filled in. When they're empty, they're only worth $5. But capture what you find. One idea can change your whole life. Always have a pen. And when you go in Sankirtan, have a pen. Sankirtan means to have a pen. And a piece of paper. That's not one of the laws. Although I may add it at some point. Okay, here we go. The four laws of book distribution. I'll tell you what. As soon as they pop out at you, why don't you all read them out loud in sync. Are you ready?
Yeah. Your sadhana must be strong. Your sadhana must be strong. You must get books. You must get books. The more you show, the more you sell. You must organize.
Wait. Okay, so these are the four laws. First one is sadhana, because what we're distributing, first, sadhana, here's three words, strict, serious, and sincere. Keep these three going in your mind, strict, serious, and sincere. In fact, when I was on the party called the BBT party, and we went to Srila Prabhupada to find out what he wanted us to teach others about book distribution, because that was our job, to go around and train others how to do book distribution, because that's what Prabhupada wanted. He said, go train the others. So the leader of our party asked Prabhupada, so what do you want us exactly, how to train them? Prabhupada said, teach them to be sincere. So strict, serious, and sincere sadhana is the beginning of all success in book distribution and in Sankirtan. Without it, we don't have anything to distribute. Because what we're distributing is that look in our eyes. When you meet someone, they look in your eyes and they can tell instantly if you've chanted your rounds or not. No, they see it. It's actually present in your eyes. Your main job is to be blissful. And there's only one way to get blissful. Mamchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. You have to rise above the three modes of material nature, because the three modes of material nature means moroseness, passionate activity, or some kind of false happiness in the material world, which will become stale at a point. Only when one's experiencing transcendence can one be blissful. So you have to be blissful, you have to get a taste. And what are we distributing? We're distributing the overflow. That is what we're distributing. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed. He stayed in Srivasangam for 1 year. And when the doors of Srivas Thakur's house could no longer hold the Ananda, they opened the doors and the Ananda flooded out into the city and every town and village, and it's going all over the world still. It came from Srivasangam. It came from that chanting in one room. And the method for spreading Krishna consciousness is this intense hearing and chanting. It doesn't matter where you are, where you go. If you go to Iceland and you sit in a little igloo, I don't know if they have them there, but all right, Alaska or North Pole, and you sit in an igloo and you have extraordinary, revolutionary, inspirational sadhana, the world's going to move around you. You'll have Eskimos at your door. You'll be on CNN, and then a movement will start. Miracles will happen. This is why Sankirtan is exciting. It's a miracle every time. You get to participate in the miracle from chanting Hare Krishna, having strict, serious, and serious sadhana, and the overflow is what brings everyone in. They get splashed with this ananda, and it comes from you. It comes from your intention in your heart to surrender to the holy name. As you're chanting, you open the door and you say, Krishna, please take all my anartas. I'm not sticking around this world anymore. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be your servant. Please feel free to mold me in any way you want. I surrender. I quit. I give up. I'm just chanting Hare Krishna. Next one is get books. Now, there are many laws of thermodynamics, and one of them that I'm going to add tonight is that you can't distribute books that you don't have. You got to get books. And when you have books, and there are books, don't think it's not a miracle, because books used to be written down by hand. And now, because of the modern age, we have the offset printing press. Printing press was invented fairly recently. The first mass-produced books were from the Gutenberg Bible. Mr. Gutenberg invented the printing press, and after that, a couple of royal societies here in England that wanted to print Bibles also came up with more advanced versions. That was the first impetus to print books, was the Bible. And now we have BBT. Don't take that for granted either. It's a business. It doesn't just go on by itself. It goes on because devotees are supporting the BBT and going out and putting the, as Prabhupada said, it's my heart. So the blood is coming back in. It keeps the body healthy. So get these books. They're precious. Just because they're mass-produced, don't become too familiar. They are from the spiritual world. They're deities. Take care of them. Honor them. Are you coming back? What time? About midnight? No, we'll miss you, that's all. I was relishing having you there. No. Okay, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. He lights up a room wherever he goes. One valuable person changes the whole equation. One great soul. Get books. What about like Tribhuvana? Yeah. Multi-talented. Multiple languages. This is a pet project of mine. I love multiple languages. Here's a gentleman I met from Afghanistan, a mullah, Muslim mullah. You know what book he's holding in his hand? The Farsi Perfection of Yoga. Did you know we have perfection in yoga in Farsi? The Farsi-speaking people love it. This man, he loved it so much, he took a picture with me. He asked me if how often I bow down to Mecca every day. I think it required is 5 times a day if you're a Muslim. I told him 16 times. He hugged me, he wanted to buy that book, and he loved it. Funny thing, you look at this book too. There's a yogi on it. Usually above him, in the meditation cloud above him, there's a picture of Radha Krishna. And above this meditation cloud, there's nothing. Because this book is meant for Muslims, mostly. And we have to not lead with our chin. So multiple languages. One thing is that recently we've created, you'll be happy to know, we're just rolling this out now. It's actually available in PDF and it'll be profusely distributed. We're translating in every language that we can think of, up to 100 languages we have now available. And there are little cards. On each card, it has a mantra in French, in German, in Spanish, in Swahili, in Mandarin, in Cantonese. And it tells that we're distributing a book, please give a donation. It's for world peace. Or actually, we match them with each culture also by talking to devotees in each culture, so they're culture-specific, asking in the right way. And on one side is the exact script in that language. On the other side, it's phonetically spelled, so you can actually learn the mantra. Kamiyai tulung samangatang mahihirap. Sanamung bige kainu konting tulung. Anybody speak Tagalog? It's the language of the Philippines. So you can learn these mantras, and believe me, when you say a mantra like that, people will notice. And we have books all around the world. You can get Chinese books, you can get Farsi books, you can get German books. Have all these books. When you get books, really get books. Go all out, get all these things. You win in the margins. 20% of the people you're going to meet out here on the street are going to speak a different language. Or even if it's 10 or 5, doesn't matter. Fill in that gap, and you'll open a whole new world to yourself. And wherever you are, these metropolitan areas are designed by Lord Chaitanya to bring everybody in one place. Did you ever wonder why everyone's here in one city? That's why. It's not so people can just suffer and sit in traffic all day. It's so that we can give them Krishna consciousness. So take advantage. Get these languages. Get books. Take very good care of the books. And here's one of my favorite mantras. The more you show, the more you sell. Could you all say that, please?
The more you show, the more you sell.
One more time.
The more you show, the more you sell.
Now, this is just a fact. Why do you think people advertise all over the world? It's because when jivas see something, they become attracted to it. They think about it. Jayato vishayan pum sam sangas teshu bajayate. When we contemplate something, we develop an attraction or attachment for it. And when we show Krishna, people become inextricably attracted. So when you show the books, if you just bring them out, people will become attracted to them. In Los Angeles several years ago, I was getting ready for the book distribution at the LA Rathiatra. And it was early in the morning, around Brahma Muhurta time. I had to start my service at that time. Most devotees were in the temple room chanting japa. I thought I was all by myself, except for there was one man sitting about 100 yards away from me, and I had several cases of Reservoir of Pleasure. I pulled out my key, because that's how I was opening the cases. They have a little piece of tape across the top, and I went zip, and then I went pop, and it was quiet enough outside so that 100 yards away, this man heard the zip, pop. He looked over. He saw there were boxes, pristine boxes. He wanted to know what's in that. So he came over all the way. He leaned in, looked at the box, and he goes, "How much are they?" You just bring them out of the box, and people will come from all parts of the universe. It's not a hard thing. Just get them and bring them out. If they're in the book room, if you leave them in the book room, in the case, with the tape on the top, how many are you going to sell? Approximately. Approximately. If you leave them out of sight, in the basement, in the dark, doors locked, it's behind the thing, under that other thing, on top of the other thing with that blanket and sheet over top, how many are you going to sell in that box?
You can buy rights.
Zero. Jiro. 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 That's how many you sell. And how many you sell when you bring them out of the case, and when you put them up in the window, and when you put them up in the doorway, and when you put them in front of your refrigerator, and when you put them wherever you put them, and they're visible, how many are you going to sell? You don't know. You have no idea, but they're going to go, because people will walk by, little Jiva is going to go by and go, what is that? That's Krishna, your old friend. And they go, I'll take that. I want that. So show the books. Bring them out. Don't leave them in the case. Don't leave them hidden behind. Bring them out. Show them to everybody. Everyone's looking for Krishna, and he's right in the book. The next law is you must organize, because you can do a little bit here and there around the margins if you just wing it, if you do it willy-nilly. But if you actually organize, you come together and you brainstorm, and you talk about how you organize things so they can be better. You use the always better service principle. You plan, you make goals, you write it down, you make commitments. You get other people involved. You fan the spark. You find people's talents. You engage them. You empower people. You make big plans. Then you can do huge, unlimited numbers. Oceans of books can go all over the world in wonderful ways. There's so many ideas right in this very room, right in this very second, just waiting to come out. And all you have to do is get in a circle one day and say, for the next 2 hours, let's write down every single idea that every one of us has. And you know what? You have ideas that you got from your grandparents. You have ideas that you got from your work. Somebody else has ideas that they learned in nursery school. One of the ideas that I got was for the smart box, and it was something I learned when I was a kid. There was a company called Honor Snack of America. Snacks on the honor system. They put the boxes out in companies, and people put in their quarter, take a bag of chips. And I thought, why don't we just try that with books? And we just wrote it down, decided how to do it, made a team, and next thing you know, we got a winning idea. Thousands of books going out while we sleep. How many more ideas are there in this very room, in your household, everywhere? You just got to sit down and think about it. Wars are won in the general's tent. And it's amazing how much time I'll waste trying to avoid thinking and planning. But you got to do the brain work. You have to organize. This little map here for 2010, this brought us, last year we, at our community, we sat down for 5-6 hours, and every one of those circles you see represents our monthly Sankirtan festival. All the days we're all going out together on Sankirtan. And we also set the goals for each one of those dates and what the mode would be, many, many of the details. So we were ready for the year. And from that, tens of thousands of books went out. Just during the Christmas season, the devotees in this community distributed 31,000 books. And the rest of the year was mammoth. Big year. All from planning. So make yourself a plan. Organize, build teams, empower leaders, create systems. It doesn't have to be the way it's always been. You can do it a different way. Decentralize. Turn it on its head. Try it another way. There's so many ways you can do things. This is our book room in somebody's house. We don't have it in a temple or in the normal place. And we outsource a lot of our work to devotees in the community who normally don't leave home. For instance, many people in their homes can pack books, stamp books, get things ready, cook lunches, and things like that. So many ways you can organize. Invest in the best things. So whatever tools you need for your Sankirtan, invest in them. Buy the best things. Make it look first class and great. And plan to encourage everybody. This is Devotee Appreciation Day. It's one of our regular programs that we hold after the monthly Sankt Tent festivals, when the devotees just come together and we pass around the microphone and everyone gets to glorify the service of the other devotees. It goes on for hours and hours into the night. No one wants to stop. We have prasadam and we have bhajans, and it's very nice. Part of the organization process. So now, we'll just take a few reflections, if that's okay with you. Reflection means one thing that you heard so far that's stuck in your mind. That you're taking away in your pocket. Yes.
If you have a book, anything can happen.
If you have a book, anything can happen. Thank you very much for that. Hare Krishna. Yes. eBay shops.
Distributing books to eBay shops.
Okay, good. Nice. Thank you. Yes.
Book distribution is fun and easy.
Thank you for reminding me.
Can everybody repeat that?
Book distribution is fun and easy. Take three more reflections. That means one thing you heard that's stuck in your mind, that you're taking out in your pocket.
Wisdom means to see opportunity in every circumstance.
Thank you, nice one.
We are in the service business.
Thank you, very nice. What do we have, three more?
The more you show, the more you sell.
The more you show, the more... That's the one we repeat when we hear it. The more you show, the more you sell. And if you forget everything else from this little gathering, remember that one thing. What one little thing?
The more you show, the more you sell.
Someone wakes you up at 1 o'clock in the morning today and they say, wake up! Say, what did you learn in the seminar today? You'll say?
The more you show, the more you sell.
Tomorrow you're talking to your parents on the phone and they say, what were you doing last night? I was at a seminar and they say, what did you learn? You say?
The more you show, the more you sell.
Thank you very much.
Always better service.
Always better service. It's the ABS principle, yes.
We are distributing overflow.
Yes, we are. Distributing the overflow. Thank you. Nice one.
Leave everyone with a good impression.
Yes, leave everyone with a good impression.
Strict, serious, sincere.
Strict, serious, sincere. Nice. Sadhana. Yes.
Wars are won in the general's tent.
Wars are won in the general's tent. Yeah, very nice. Any other extras? We'll take one more bonus. You get the last word, whoever says. Vishwamra.
You always get the last.
I like how you describe three principles in management. You describe that three different moods in a company. If an employee thinks that our company will be better, then he will work more. If he thinks it will stay the same, then he will do as much as necessary. And if he thinks that it's going to be worse, he might quit. So that was a nice, very nice description.
Yes, great. Thank you for remembering that. Another one up front.
Your sadhana must be strong.
Yes, your sadhana must be strong. The first rule of book distribution, it's the first law.
I'm so glad that you have not created, but create an awareness for this. You can't distribute books that you don't have, because in the past many years we lost a lot of devotees. They were going out with a board, you know, and collecting money, but without distributing books. And unfortunately, a lot of them, they dried up, because, as you said, you're right, you know, that we should go out with the mood of giving to people, not just taking. So we have to always have some books.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So now I would like to take a 5-minute break so everyone could stand up and stretch. And then we'll come back. And when we come back, I have another bhajan. We lost our main kartal player. Maybe we can find another one. We can get him to come back? Okay. And then I have another exciting PowerPoint to show you with a few principles that you can take with you wherever you go. And also, we'll take some questions. Any questions that you have about anything, we'll go over that. So go stretch out for 5 minutes and come back here at exactly 4 minutes to 8 o'clock. Okay? That's actually that gives you about 7 minutes. So you have to be back here at 4 minutes to 8 o'clock. Hare Krishna.
His Grace Vaishnava, okay.
£75,000 in debt with the BBT, with Amita.
Oh, yeah.
1990. There were no books. He wouldn't give us any books because of the debt. So devotees, they were going out just collecting. Try to pay off the debt, try to go in credit and get some books. So we lost a lot of books.
I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to do this.
I was over at the manor, you know, for a few days. You knew Jayananda in San Francisco? Well, that makes me happy. He was one of the first devotees that I met, Jayananda. He was my bhakta leader.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in San Francisco, 1973. Kind and gentle soul. Yeah. Where do you live?
I live in Wilson Green.
I see.
My father and mother, my two brothers and myself, we sacrificed.
Hare Krishna.
Really?
In London?
In London.
Wow. Have we met before? You seem really familiar to me. I'm so happy to meet you. Thank you for coming today.